In his darkly comic suburban movies, Welcome to the Dollhouse and Happiness, independent filmmaker Todd Solondz explored a startling array of subjects, from teen alienation to incest and pederasty. NPR film critic Bob Mondello says Solondz's latest movie, Storytelling, deals with topics that are even more incendiary and just as funny.
Storytelling is divided into two unequal parts. The first 30 minutes or so are labeled fiction and are appropriately set in a college creative writing class. The class is ruled over by a demanding African-American professor and contains a physically challenged student named Marcus, who resents it when his girlfriend pities him, but who isn't above courting pity in class by writing about their affair.
He wasn't a freak anymore, for she made him forget his affliction. No more cerebral palsy. From now on, CP stood for cerebral person. He was a cerebral person.
Now, this is sentimental twaddle, perhaps, but the class knows what's politically correct.
It kind of reminded me a little of Faulkner, but East Coast and disabled.
Or Flannery O'Connor. She had multiple sclerosis.
And Borges. He was blind.
Updike has psoriasis.
The professor is less accepting, verbally shredding Marcus's paper and then bedding his girlfriend, who's played by Selma Blair. Their encounter is more a rape, really, and when she writes about that for class in all its pornographic intensity, the reaction of her fellow students is considerably less sanguine. The second part of storytelling is called nonfiction and concerns a slightly desperate shoe salesman, played by Paul Giamatti, who fancies himself a documentary filmmaker. He decides to chronicle the life of a bright but terminally bored high school student named Scooby, whose aim in life is to be a sidekick on a late-night talk show. His family's awkward dinner conversations about, say, the Holocaust could qualify as practice sessions.
Well, technically, your Zeta is a survivor.
He was in a concentration camp?
Well, no, but he had to escape the Nazis.
But I thought he came over to America before the war.
Well, he did, with his family, but his cousins, they had to stay, and they were all killed, and if he'd stayed, he would have been killed. So in my book, he's a survivor.
You mean then we're all survivors?
Well, yes. If it hadn't been for Hitler, he wouldn't have had to leave Europe. We would have been European.
But then, in a sense, since you would have never have met Dad if your family had stayed in Europe, if it weren't for Hitler, none of us would have been born.
That gets Scooby sent to his room. The documentary that the shoe salesman makes about Scooby's life is at once accurate and completely misleading, which is sort of the point of both of the stories in director Todd Solondz's film. As the creative writing professor says when confronted in class with an accurate portrait of himself as sexual predator, once you write it, it's all fiction. Something similar might be said of the acid storytelling Solondz does in Storytelling. Once he's filmed it, it's all fiction. But that doesn't make it any less true. I'm Bob Mondello.